Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is a translation of the Friday sermon on the topic Istithmarul Waqt, productive time investment, how to make productive use of one's time. All praise be to Allah who appointed the night and the day as two signs for people of insight and understanding, and who urges his servants to spend their lives productively and take advantage of the opportunities that life offers them. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and I bear witness that our Master and Prophet Muhammad is the servant and messenger of Allah. O Allah, confer blessings, salutations and benedictions on our Master and Prophet, his family, all of his companions, as well as those who follow them in benevolence until the day of reckoning. As to what follows, I counsel you, O servants of Allah, and myself to fear Allah. Allah Almighty says, Ya ayyuhan nas u'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. O mankind, worship your Lord who created you and those before you, that you may become of those who fear Allah and ward off evil. O believers, the summer holidays have arrived and present a great opportunity for making productive use of one's time in all such things as will bring benefit to our children and our society at large. Time is the most valuable of Allah's blessings and the most precious commodity which man can possess. Indeed, our Lord has sworn by time in the Holy Quran saying, Wal asr, إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. By time, indeed, mankind is in loss, except for those who believe and do righteous deeds, and advise each other to truth, and advise each other to patience. Time is a person's life, a person's lifetime, in which his efforts and actions exist. And it is about his life that he'll be asked in the presence of his Lord. The Prophet, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, said, لا تزول قدم ابن آدم يوم القيامة من عند ربه حتى يسأل عن خمس. The feet of the son of Adam shall not move from before his Lord on the Day of Judgment until he is asked about five things. The Prophet, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, then mentioned the first among these five things, saying, عن عمره فيما أفناه وعن شبابه فيما أبلاه. About his life and what he consumed it in, and about his youth and what he spent it in. How beautiful are the words of the poet. وَالْوَقْتُ أَنْفَسُ مَا عُنِيتَ بِحِفْظِهِ وَأُرَاهُ أَسْهَلَ مَا عَلَيْكَ يَضِيعُ. Time is the most precious thing that you should take the utmost care to protect. But I also see it as the easiest thing to go lost on you and be subject to neglect. So what a triumph for he who realizes the value of time and then hastens to make productive and constructive use of it. The Prophet, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, said, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. Two blessings which many people squander, good health and free time. So let us help our sons and daughters to organize their time and productively invest their time into things which will bring them benefit and good, taking advantage of the many places that the UAE has made available that contribute towards training and educating the youth and equipping them with different skills. O Allah, bless them in our time and in our lives and make them useful and beneficial to us, and guide us all to show obedience to you and obedience to your messenger Muhammad, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, and obedience to those whom you have ordered us to show obedience to in accordance with your statement.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ.
O you believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you. I utter these words of mine and ask Allah to forgive you and me. So ask forgiveness, for indeed He is oft forgiving, most merciful. All praise be to Allah, and blessings and peace be upon our Master and Prophet Muhammad, his family and all his companions, and upon those who follow his guidance. O worshippers, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, said, I detest seeing a man idle, not engaged in the work of this worldly world, nor in the work of the afterlife. So, let us take advantage of this summer vacation and make productive use of it in teaching our children the Holy Quran in order to bring them closer to their Lord, refine their character and strengthen the Arabic language. Let us endeavor to equip them with skills and provide them with beneficial activities like reading, which nourishes their minds, broadens their understanding, and increases their knowledge, and like physical exercise, which strengthens their bodies and builds their character and instills in them self-esteem, as well as other activities that will bring progress and prosperity to their country. Moreover, it is the responsibility of parents, mothers and fathers to check on and follow up with their children and guide them to make good and proper use of the various social media in order to be mindful of their thoughts, ideas, morals, values and behavior. Having said this, ask for blessings, peace and salutations to be conferred upon him whom you have been ordered to ask that blessings, peace and salutations be conferred upon him. Allah Most High says,
إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا.
Indeed, Allah confers blessings upon the Prophet and his angels ask him to do so. O you who believe, ask Allah to confer blessings upon him and ask Allah to grant him peace. O Allah, confer peace, blessings and salutations upon our Master and Prophet Muhammad, his family and all of his companions. O Allah, be pleased with the righteously guided caliphs, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali, and the rest of the most noble and honorable companions, and those who follow them in benevolence until the Day of Judgment. O Allah, bless us in our sons and daughters, protect them with your protection, guard them with your protective care, establish them firmly on your religion, and make them a source of strength for society and an asset for our country. O Lord and Cherisher of the worlds. O Allah, protect the UAE, its leadership and its people, its lands and its seas, the earth below and the sky above, from the evil of every evil agent whose forelock you seize. Indeed, you have absolute power over everything. O Allah, make the UAE a country that is safe, serene, peaceful, generous and prosperous, and protect it with your protection and guard it with your safeguarding, and confer upon it everlasting stability. O Allah, continue to bestow on the UAE your blessings and bounties forevermore and spread happiness amongst its people. O Allah, grant success to the UAE President, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, his deputy and his brothers, the rulers of the Emirates, and guide them to all that is good. O Allah, bestow mercy on the late Sheikh Zayed, Sheikh Maktoum, and Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed, and the other UAE Sheikhs, who have passed on to your mercy. O Allah, we ask you to admit them into paradise by your grace. O Allah, have mercy on the honorable and loyal martyrs of our nation and increase the reward, raise their rank in the garden of paradise and make them intercessors who will intercede on behalf of their families. O Allah, have mercy on the Muslim men and Muslim women, those of them who are living and those of them who have passed on. O servants of Allah, remember Allah, the supremely great, and He will remember you, and thank Him for His blessings and bounties, and He will grant you even more. And now establish the prayer.